The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
Hello. Hello, Don. Hello, friends. Welcome.
SmackDown Matters, part of the CSPN, brought to you each and every week underneath the WrestleCast banner. Sorry, I have to do a search. The WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Subscribe to the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll hear SmackDown Matters each and every week. Miss J to the Max, we're coming off a Clash of the Champions weekend where Roman Reigns wanted to be declared the tribal chief of his family. I know you have thoughts, so let's hear them.
Yes, I thought it was incredible storytelling, which is saying a lot because Vince McMahon does not impress me often. But I'd say SmackDown is definitely the A show. They've got some great storylines, and that is one of them, especially for Roman Reigns. Like, I like heel Roman. This is good character development, good character progression for him, and Jay getting some spotlight time, because usually I feel like they don't know what to do with the Usos when one of them is hurt. So it's pretty cool that he's getting a singles run, even though he got his butt kicked.
I definitely agree with you. That's usually the detriment of tag teams in WWE, is when one of you get injured, it's like you're both hurt. But in this instance, they figured out a way to elevate Jay into the main event, and people are really feeling it. So, home run.
I'm here for it.
Home run by them.
I think it's helpful that, you know, a lot of wrestlers are out right now too because of COVID. So it's really his time to shine. He can really shine.
And how'd you feel about the attack of Sasha Banks on Bayley?
I'm glad to see Sasha Bay is back. Again, this is another really great storyline that I've been enjoying. Bayley's been great as a heel. I used to think she was so boring when she was babyface. So heel Bayley is really good. But sometimes I wonder, like, okay, so is Sasha heel too? Is heel versus heel now? I don't know, but it's fun. So
we will see which way it goes. I think they're positioning Sasha as the babyface because she's been attacked and beat down when she was at her weakest moment after that tag team match. So I think they're trying to position her as the babyface.
I'm with it.
All right. So let's see if you were with what happened on SmackDown Matters. We start with Roman and Paul Heyman cutting a promo in the middle of the ring. Heyman is on the mic saying he is a bit nervous. He has known this man and his entire family since the day that he was born. He has always looked forward to this actual moment. We all knew this was destined to happen. Tonight, we are all here to officially declare Roman Reigns as the tribal chief of his own family of Friday Night, of WWE, and of the entire WWE universe. It's because of this truth that he needs to be champion. So we set the stage from Peter Maravilla to his uncle Alpha. Roman grabs the mic and says he wouldn't acknowledge me. He wants Jay to come out right now. Jay comes out and he goes up to Roman. He says he doesn't know this Roman. This is supposed to be his cousin, his blood, his family. At Clash, he showed his true colors. Guess what Jay did too? Reigns beat his ass, but he didn't break his spirit. He was ready to go to war, and if Jimmy never threw the towel in, that title would be his. Reigns says that he wasn't proud of what he did. The Clash was the worst night of his career, his life. This wasn't his intentions. He was trying to do Jay a favor. He was trying to help Jay. All he wanted to do was put him in the main event. He wanted to help him, get the huge payday, do something nice for his family. He loves Jay. He loves him more than Jimmy loves him. Jay has been there Roman's whole life, and all he wanted to do was level Jay up. But all Jay had to do was acknowledge him. Say the words. He is a tribal chief. From the day he was born, this was his birthright. He has earned this. Jay has seen it. He just wanted to represent his family to the fullest, share the main event with Jay, and Jay disrespected him and embarrassed him and the whole family. Jay broke Roman's heart. Even now, as he's spilling his guts, Jay can't even look him in the eyes. He's just staring at the title. Does Jay want another shot? Okay, fine. You got another shot. You wanted a Hell in a Cell? It's yours. Have it. Then Roman tells him that this match will have the highest stakes that any match has ever had in WWE history.
I wonder what the stakes are.
I have no idea. That's why I was just.
Are they rare? Are they medium well? Are they well done? Just saying.
Hopefully they're medium rare. I'm just saying.
Is it going to be like a loser leaves WWE? Because if that's the case, then, you know, they might as well chalk it up.
I have no idea. I'm not speculating. I'm going to wait until they reveal, because I don't know what these highest stakes ever could be. That's a pretty tall bar that you set.
Yeah, like this WrestleMania or something. It's just Hell in a Cell. Maybe because it's a Hell in a Cell match. Maybe that's what he means. Because you know how they sell Hell in a Cell. It's like this, you know, Michael Cole likes to say, people break their bodies during Hell in a Cell. And so maybe that's what he means, like physically and emotionally.
Okay.
Got to keep the bar low.
Roman leaves the ring, but Jay's got some courage. He says, whatever the stakes are, it's on. And Roman smirks. But before Jay can leave the ring, AJ Styles' music hits. AJ wonders if the luau is over. Does it really matter who sits at the head of the table? Not really. No, what matters, Jay, is Jay. To AJ Styles, he doesn't want to see Jay take another beating like he did this past Sunday. How about Jay give someone more qualified a go for the title? AJ says Jimmy is a better athlete anyway. Jay attacks AJ Styles. AJ rolls out of the ring. Jay runs across the announce table onto AJ, and we've got the start of our opening contest. Jay Uso versus AJ Styles. AJ's on the apron. He tries for the phenomenal forearm. Super kick from Jay. Another super kick. Jay goes to the top rope. He flies with the Uso splash, and he gets the cover for the 1, 2, 3.
I like that AJ put Jay over, especially after all the trash he was talking before the match. So it's Jay's time to shine, Don. I'm telling you. The man's a superstar.
After the match, Jay walks up the ramp and he keeps repeating his mantra, I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him. Sami Zayn is backstage saying he's sure we expected him to go out and gloat about being in one of the best ladder matches of all time. But tonight is a whirlwind of emotions, and the top one would be resentment, because when he thinks of the risk he had to take just to defend what was rightfully his all along. Initially, his anger was with WWE management, but it's not them, it's us, for going along with the ride. Nobody said a word when he was stripped. Instead, we went along for the ride. When AJ won the fake title, we swallowed what we were given. And when he lost it to Jeff, we accepted it. Surprise, it's on Sammy to do the right thing. The only one with principles. He's going to put the scam title right where it belongs, in the same place Jeff Hardy's Intercontinental Championship dreams are going. Sammy drops the title into the trash can.
Word to Alundra Blaze. That's the first thing I thought about when I saw him do that. I was like, oh, okay, okay. But, yeah.
Taking it back old school.
Old school. I mean, you got to pay homage to those that came before you.
Next week, Otis says he's going to represent himself in court. But first, this week, he's going to take on John Morrison. Morrison goes for a high kick, but Otis catches his leg and then gives him the overhead suplex. Otis with the big splash in the corner, followed by the caterpillar, splash off the top rope, and Otis gets the win over John Morrison.
And John Morrison, I know we talked about it before, his return's been very underwhelming.
Very lackluster.
Yeah, very underwhelming. I don't know if it's because, I don't know what it is, but it's been very underwhelming, and again, I should have kept the bar at the basement, but I had high hopes for him because he's so talented. You know, he's very talented. We saw him in other promotions and how successful he was, and then to come back to WWE, it's like, dude, really? I don't know if they just don't know what to do with him because he's so accomplished or what.
It's a very curious thing because it seemed like he had more of a buzz when he was over in TNA than he does when he is in WWE, and that doesn't seem like it should be humanly possible, but we'll see what they decide to do with him finally. But they need to definitely start something up with him a little bit more aggressively so he can get some more interest.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe break up Miz and Morrison. I don't know. Let him have a singles run.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this is the Money in the Bank thing. It'll be what causes that.
One can only hope.
Big E gets a little promo time about calling Sheamus special. He says that with the draft coming next week, they've got to do this post-haste. So he wants a false count anywhere next match next week with Sheamus on SmackDown.
Big E's back.
Should be a slobber knocker of an event. I'm pretty sure a Hyundai is going to be somewhere very prominent in the backstage area.
I'm excited to have Big E come back. I'm glad that he wasn't out for longer.
Chad Gable versus Sheamus. Gable goes to the top. Gable tries a moonsault. Sheamus moves. We get a bro kick followed by another bro kick from Sheamus, and he gets the win over Chad Gable.
Oh, Chad Gable. See, you know what I think? If they had did that whole Kurt Angle is really Chad Gable's dad, which was way more believable, Chad Gable would probably be thriving right now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Maybe. The rub.
See, I guess we'll never know.
No, we won't. Kevin Owens has a moment backstage in front of a monitor that flickers a Firefly Funhouse. Owens is here to say he may be on the blue brand very soon. So he jumped at the chance to have a segment where he asks someone a lot of questions, and he welcomes Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss is all smiles when we return from a video package of what happened last week with her. Owens says that he's been paying attention, and he has so many questions for her. He has seen this change in her, the anger, and it reminds him of what he sees in Aleister Black. Bliss doesn't know what he means. Owen says she's not the same girl he met 5 years ago at the Performance Center. This isn't her anymore. Alexa Bliss says people change. He should try it sometime. Doesn't he want to change and be better? Owen says yes, he's been trying to change, but tonight isn't about him changing. It's about Bliss. He needs to understand. Bliss wonders if Owens has ever been around him. It's terrifying and it's captivating all at the same time. Your spine gets cold. When he touches you, your whole body goes numb. And when he looks into your eyes, you can't look away. Owens has no idea what that's like, does he? Owens says they're not talking about Aleister Black anymore, clearly. Owens says Bliss is brainwashed. Bliss says yes, her brain has been washed. She sees the truth. She's been changed by him, Kevin, cleansed. Owens asks if he is here, and Bliss chuckles and says he is everywhere, and she can hear him now. Let him in. The lights go out. Kevin Owens stands up ready for a fight. The lights come back on, and the Fiend has the mandible claw on Kevin Owens as Alexa Bliss watches from her seat. The Fiend turns to Alexa, still seated and staring. He walks over to her and holds his hand out to her. Bliss takes it, and the Fiend smiles at the camera.
I'm telling you, I said it before. I think Alexa Bliss is really in charge.
Of the Fiend?
Yes.
Really?
I think she's pulling the string.
Really?
Yes.
That is very
insightful.
That is some next level insight.
I was just, you see how she looked at him when he came out? Mm-hmm. I was like, she was, and how he was beating up Kevin Owens, which Kevin Owens did not deserve, and I appreciate them disrespecting him. Like, they just been disrespecting Kevin like for the last 2-3 weeks. Yeah. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, he took couple of beatings from Aleister Black. Yeah.
I think Alexa Bliss is running the show.
Okay.
Well, she's the puppet master.
Graham at Elite, Lindsay Dorado Lindsay Dorado, excuse me, and Matt Riddle take on Cesaro, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Baron Corbin. Lindsay goes for a stunner, but Cesaro evades. Lindsay tries for an attack. Kalisto's on the apron. He high kicks. He hits Lindsay. Cesaro turns. Matt Riddle hits Cesaro with the Bro Derek, and Matt Riddle gets the pin and the win for this team of Matt Riddle, Lindsay Dorado, and Grand Metalik.
And then Kalisto came out there like he's like that guy that, like, when you have a group project and he the one that didn't do no work, but be showing up the day of the project like, yeah, we did this. Look at what we did. It's like, you didn't do nothing, dude.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. He tried to take some of the glory, and Lindsay runs into the ring, shoves him down. Matt Riddle and Grand Metalik hold Lindsay Dorado and Kalisto back.
So is Matt Riddle going to be part of Lucha House Party now?
I seriously doubt it.
I'm just saying. They seem to be getting along very nicely.
Right, right. The mysterious blonde says she needed to take a good hard look in the mirror, and she admits she lost herself for a title. She knows exactly who to blame. That's us, all of us. She danced around, had fun, and it got her nowhere. Then she remembered, she's Carmella, better than each and every one of you. She's not our princess anymore. This time, she's untouchable. Mm. Okay, Carmella. You feeling any part of that?
Yeah. Now she's just another blonde in WWE with no personality.
Sasha Banks is here. She wonders if Bayley really thought her not being medically cleared was going to stop her. You would have thought that she learned to have a backbone from Sasha after all these years. Bayley is nothing but a coward. They needed her time and time again to help her keep her title. She was using Sasha every step of the way for accomplishments and achievements. But come next week, it will be Sasha versus Bayley for the one thing that she loves the most, that SmackDown Women's title. They both know that when it comes down to Bayley and Sasha, and no one is there to save Bayley, that she doesn't stand a chance. Bitch.
Ooh. Yeah, mic drop. Right? Mic drop. Mic drop.
What's on?
Sasha Banks over there crip walking on Bailey's head. She had her blue. Is Sasha Banks a crip? I'm just playing. I mean, Snoop is her cousin. She wear blue hair.
You might be onto something.
Just saying.
This was a great promo.
It was. And I love that Bayley didn't come out and ruin it. Like, let Sasha have her moment. Yeah, I love the build up here. So maybe we'll get Hell in a Cell, Bayley and Sasha?
I don't know. It may be like this first match on TV, and then it's like too out of control. Like, they beat each other through the announce tables and up just through the Thunderdome or whatever, so forth, that they might have to be like, the only way to settle this is in Hell in a Cell. So it could
in a Hell in a Cell match too, not just no regular
right
match.
Right. It could possibly lead to that.
Okay, I'm with it.
Main event of the evening time, Sami Zayn versus Jeff Hardy, Intercontinental Championship match.
Who will win the championship here tonight on SmackDown?
Tide's beginning to turn in the favor of the former champion, Jeff Hardy.
Hardy now whipped into the corner, and Jeff Hardy now trying to build a little bit of momentum. And look at Hardy with the inverted atomic drop. Now Jeff Hardy with a basement drop kick to Sami Zayn. Hardy now with a splash to the ribs. Cover, hook of the leg, and a kick out by the champion. A near fall for Jeff Hardy.
Sami Zayn double checking with the official, almost in disbelief that he survived this matchup. Zayn certainly in a dangerous situation, but
I mean, when you think about, Corey, what these two men went through at Clash of Champions last Sunday in a ladder match, and now what they're putting themselves through here tonight for the Intercontinental title. That's how much this championship means. Hardy looking for the twist of fate. Sami Zayn able to counter into a backslide. Shoulders down. Hardy's got to pop out again.
Hardy just barely escaped.
Went for the Blue Thunder Bomb, and Jeff Hardy able to counter. Almost had the title.
Wow.
The official looked a bit slow there. And Sami Zayn now with an exploder suplex into the corner. As Sami Zayn now heads up to the top. And again, Jeff Hardy will play shots to the bad ribs. Now to the face of Sami Zayn. Headbutts will create separation. And now Jeff Hardy may have the champion where he wants him. Heading up to the top rope. Zayn's in trouble. Hardy, Swanton, but Zayn got the knees up. And I believe to the back of the head of Jeff.
Jeff Hardy immediately grasping for the back of his head and neck. Nasty landing on his part. But now the Intercontinental Champion is vertical and could be thinking about the end.
Jeff Hardy trying to pull himself up in the corner. Sami Zayn went for the Huluva kick. Almost went into the exposed turnbuckle. And now Jeff Hardy. Hardy went for the twist of fate. Jeff now averts disaster in the corner. Falls it up with an elbow to the face of Sami Zayn. Top rope now. Hardy face first off the turnbuckle.
Hardy is out.
Sami Zayn crawls to the cover. Hooks the leg. And Sami Zayn retains. Here is your winner and still the Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn!
Sami Zayn can breathe a hard-earned sigh of relief.
Wait a minute, hard-earned?
This is going to be a fun rivalry. It already has been, like, you know, and like, you know, I underestimated Sami Zayn. I didn't think he would win the Intercontinental Championship, but he did. You know, the homeless look. The homeless look is working for him right now. So, you know. So, yeah. Apparently, huh?
I was going to say, Sami Zayn is a very tough competitor.
He is. And he's a trash talker. So, this is going to be a fun rivalry, and I don't know. I mean, their match at Clash of Champions is really good.
Yeah, the ladder match. Yep.
Yeah, considering Jeff is like the king of the ladders, him and his brother. I'm wondering again, since Hell in a Cell, we know that's next. If there's going to be some build up to that, and they end up with like a Hell in a Cell ladder match or something.
Yeah, we will see if they have another one-on-one match or if just Sami Zayn is kind of going to go through like a round-robin kind of tournament where he wrestles back and forth AJ and Jeff until they've had enough times where he can be like, okay, I beat y'all 5 times each. Just give me somebody new. But I think that Sami Zayn has come back with a lot of energy and a lot of good promos, very entertaining, just like he was before he left. Now he's got the Intercontinental Championship, and I'm really enjoying Sami Zayn.
Yeah. SmackDown's become fun again. Vince should take note, because I'm just saying, SmackDown is the A show.
Yes, the house that Miss Dee Dee Jonet built represents.
Yes.
One time.
It is superior. I mean, Raw has, you know, the Hurt Business. That's going better than I thought it was. I've been pleasantly surprised. And Asuka running the show, holding it down. But other than that, oh, and Binky. Can't forget about Binky. But other than that, yeah, but I guess with the shakeup coming, or draft, or whatever they call it these days, there'll be some, it'll be, when is that? Is it like next week?
This week coming up. Yes, October the 9th.
All right. So we'll see some new storylines.
Yep, some people all shook up, so.
Literally. Literally. As long as they keep, you know, Roman, I'm sure he'll probably stay on SmackDown. Roman and Paul Heyman, that's a good duo right there.
Yeah, surprisingly, Paul Heyman has changed his role a little bit. He's not so out front like he was with Brock. He seems to be a little bit more reserved. and kind of taking his cues from Roman. So,
yes, I like that. The versatility. See? Get you a personality, a wrestling personality that can do both. Paul Heyman. He said he is just a humble servant of Roman Reigns. So, I like it. And then the whole, like, Roman, I'm this badass tribal chief, and then Paul, the personalities are playing well off each other. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going well. We don't need Brock back, so.
No, he can miss his fight. And no. People will be okay.
We will all be okay. Same goes for Ronda. We don't need her back either. It's okay.
Yeah. The wrestling game continues without those big names.
It was doing fine without them. But I get why Vince brought him in. He's like superstar power, but no. Mm. I wasn't impressed. The same way they sent Charlotte back to NXT and it really did nothing for the women's brand. The women's division's already elevated. They didn't need her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I digress.
As you are wont to do sometimes.
Yes. They need to hire us and just let us write for them. I'm just saying.
It would be a thankless job because you get so mad at Vince. You put him in a chokehold after you spent all weekend writing some good stuff and then he tore it up an hour before the show.
You're right. Yeah, you just vent your frustrations on Twitter. Now we fired because we was talking smack about the brand. Yeah.
All right. So this time, let everybody know your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout outs to Don and our WrestleCast watch crew on Twitter and all the other WrestleCast personalities. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me again, week in and week out. Just to the whole crew, everybody.
All right. Thank you to Miss Jade to the Max for joining me once again for this week's edition of SmackDown Matters. Thank you, Mo to the _ Reese, also Anwar Starwin, and Miss Simi for joining me on various podcasts here on the WrestleCast Network. Also, check out The Push, another show that you can find here on the WrestleCast. All you have to do is subscribe once again to the WrestleCast Dash to CSPN. Also, check out The Dark Match, where we talk about AEW, over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Sign up to become a $3 or $5 patron over there, and then you'll get The Dark Match each and every week as well, where we talk about AEW Dynamite and also candid conversations from all the other podcasts here on the WrestleCast Network. So, worth your $3 or $5 every month for that extra content.
Give us your money.
Yeah, support the show.
We are a small black owned business. Support us.
keep the subscription services on so we can watch all the pay-per-view content as needed. So, Ms. J to the Max, once again, thank you for joining me. I'm your host.
Thanks for having me.
Don DeLaurentiis. This has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Really, Bailey? Did you really think me not being medically clear was gonna stop me from beating you down at Clash of Champions? You know, you would have thought after all of these years of using me, you would have learned a little thing or two from me about how to have a backbone. You know what you are, Bailey? You are nothing but a coward. A coward that needed me time and time again to help you keep your title. You are using me every step of the way for your accomplishments, for your achievements. You are using me to become one of the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion in history. I know that you're not here tonight because you're scared of me. But Bailey, come next week, it is going to be me versus you. for the one thing that you love the most, your SmackDown Women's Championship. Because you and I both know, when it comes down to you and me, and there's nobody there to save you, you don't stand a chance. Thank you.